Are you into gaming? If you are, this month's PlayStation Plus games are Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, and Dirt Rally 2.0. And for the Xbox, from April 1st to the 30th, Project Cars 2 comes out, and Knights of Pen and Paper is available from April 16th to May 15th on Xbox One. Now, if you have Xbox One and an Xbox 360, Fable Anniversary will be available from April 1st to the 15th, and then Toy Box Turbos will be available from April 16th to the 30th. Again, on Xbox One and Xbox 360 for games with gold. Thank you. Now let's start the pod.
Welcome to the second episode of the Mellow Wolf Podcast. This is Mellow.
Hey, it's the wolf.
What's going on, man? I haven't talked to you in a bit. How's life?
Same old, same old.
Same old, same
old. Fighting the battle, on the front line, being essential.
That's true. Same here. Essential is always important.
Yeah, I guess you say that.
That's true. That's true. So first thing we're gonna talk about today is that Marvel changes the entire phase four movie release. So like basically Black Widow was supposed to come out, I believe, a few weeks ago.
That? I didn't know we were moving, they're like saying it's gonna mess up the whole thing now, and what's going on with this?
Yeah, I
Yeah,
guess Black Widow was supposed to come out a few weeks ago, but then they moved it all the way down to November, which was the same day that the Eternals was supposed to come out. And then they moved the Eternals to February, which was the same day that the movie Shang-Chi was supposed to come out. So,
which part of the movie?
Shang-Chi.
Who the heck is changing?
He's like a Chinese super. I'm not gonna lie, I've actually never heard of this guy either, but I hear he has some great stories.
Is he like gonna be like a Bruce Lee knockoff? Like how every video game always throws in a Bruce Lee? Is it like Marvel's throw in a Bruce Lee moment?
I mean, he's referred to as the master of kung fu.
Yep, there we go, Bruce Lee.
I mean, I guess you want to take it that way. Yeah, so amazing.
Well, if he does fight in drunken style, it's Jackie Chan. So
Mean, he's been around for a while, from what I'm reading.
don't know. I've never really even heard of him. I kind of heard of this movie back when they're like talking about coming out with other ones, but I thought it was gonna be like one of the slips of the cracks, like what is it? The Immortals or whatever the hell it is.
Eternals.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. I don't even get what the hell the purpose is. Like, what the hell? Weren't they giants?
But the Eternals,
Wasn't like one of their heads in like nowhere?
it's like five different or four different like people, not four, I'm sorry, it's like six different like people with different powers and stuff. Like there's a
Yeah,
little like a little girl that's like super strong.
one of their heads, like it was like a planet.
Something like that.
Yeah, like what are you gonna do? Like, are you gonna have giants fight each other now?
I think they're trying to take it more into like the space realm of everything, because everything was basically based on Earth for the first like 10 movies.
Oh man, I just wish they had X-Men sooner. Like we could have got some real movies instead of these boring fillers.
That's
Yeah,
probably in the future, because remember, all this was planned before like they bought Fox, because Fox was X-Men was a Fox property.
Muppet is like, who's gonna play Wolverine? There's no one. Hugh Jackman.
I mean, Keanu could probably play Wolverine.
Heard that, like, but I also heard they already picked someone else for him.
Oh.
I heard. So, who else? Dude who played Aquaman wanted it.
Momoa?
Yeah, he wanted it.
Nah, that wouldn't work.
That's what I said. I see him as Saber too.
Why? Because of his hair?
Some, yeah, he just looks feral. I've seen him on Game of Thrones. So.
Mean, it could work, I guess.
I mean, I could see him as Saber too, but I can't see him as Wolverine.
But he's still supposed to be doing like Aquaman 2, which was supposed to come out in December. I don't even know if that's still happening.
Don't know. DC's like messed up that whole timeline. Like totally.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna talk about.
How many Joker movies? Like, all right, this is coming from the guy with the Joker tattoos and whatnot, but how many Jokers you mean in a like timeline? There's like three, four, five timelines going on now. Like, you got the Joker verse with that going. You got like this new Batman going. And you got what happened to Justice League Batman? One that made the corny jokes and had the orgasm face when he seen freaking Superman. Yep.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go back. Everyone, I want you to go back, look at Ben Affleck's face right when Superman shows up. Yep. You're all gonna have like nightmares. Worse than that Malcolm situation.
Like after the whole Shang-Chi thing, I'm supposed to do Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
I'm curious on what's gonna go up with that.
I feel he's gonna, because it's multiverse, and we know from DC and stuff, that's bringing in a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah, they were talking about bringing back, Tony. Pull out
Dude, get over it. He's dead. Well, with the Black Widow movie, it's kind of possible because that movie will take place, I think, after or before Civil War. So that's possible.
I thought it was supposed to be like fucking origin story for no.
It is origin.
For
It's not an origin story. It's just like her going back to like where it all started and to see how she became who she became.
we're just gonna jump through time pretty much.
Essentially, it's basically, come on. That's how it always works.
I heard that big floating head dude's supposed to be at Ant-Man and Wasp, their like next movie.
Floating head dude.
MID or AID or something like that. I don't know. He's like some big floating head dude. I can't think of his name. I used to make fun of him every time in Marvel vs. Capcom.
His
You know him.
name's in my head, but I can't, it won't click.
What if it's like Modok or something like that?
MODOK?
Yeah,
That's
I think
more of like
so.
a Fantastic Four villain.
He's a giant, big, friggin' head person. Yeah, they're talking about bringing him in Ant-Man and Wasp or something. I was like, I don't really kind of see that with that. You know what I mean? Like,
True,
yeah,
that's
I see.
true.
Fantastic Four, just like the Skrulls, like they kind of threw that out there, like out of nowhere. Like Fantastic Four, I associate that with.
Depends what you put in the timeline. You gotta realize almost everything has been bounced around in comics and stuff. At least touch somebody in one way or another.
So, you know what I want to see them do is because, like, it would work because. Like, I want them to get to the point where Sue and, Mr. Fantastic there have their baby and that dude's born. That kid's supposed to be like the strongest
Oh
mutant ever.
yeah, I don't remember the kids. I had the comic upstairs in my room, actually.
Yeah, it's like Batman, I think, or something like that.
He's like super strong.
He's got like, yeah, he can manipulate everything. Like he can manipulate like existence, reality. It's like the Infinity Stone, pretty much, in a human.
Yeah, you can say that.
They were saying that's the reason why, like, everyone kept getting brought back in the comic books and stuff was getting hurt.
I don't know about all that. And again, like, people die and get revived for weird reasons, comics and stuff like that. So it's like, you never know.
Deadpool. Well, can't die because he got cursed by Thanos. One comic I read, I was like, okay.
And then after the whole Doctor Strange thing, it's supposed to be Thor, Love and Thunder.
Yeah, female Thor, I heard.
She, yes, it's supposed to be oh, what is her name? I didn't see the first two Thor movies, but I know who.
It's supposed to be his ex-girlfriend.
Yes. What the hell?
The one
Oh
he
my
died over.
God. I'm getting mad that I don't know the name. So mad right now. I don't know.
This is supposed to come back too.
Natalie Portman supposed to play Jane Foster. Yeah, there you go.
And that chick that was he beat the hell out of and was Ragnarok. Like, I heard something like she was supposed to be coming back. I don't know if that's true or not, whatnot.
Oh, Valkyrie?
No, not Valkyrie, the other one. Helen, or whatever her name was, the green.
His sister?
Yeah.
Nah, I can't see that happening though.
Don't see. Well, she didn't
It's
technically die.
possible,
You
but
know what I mean? And they didn't show her die, so I could see it happen. I didn't think Red Skull come back, but he did.
that's, you know what? You made a good point there. But that
You
was
know,
cool.
what would it, here's a good question. What would have happened if freaking Captain America got that duty instead? Go get the Soul Stone.
Everybody asked that question. You know what I mean? What would
You
happen
know,
if he saw Red Skull?
would he run friggin', you know what I mean? When he threw him off, got the Soul Stone.
Well, essentially, he's already dead, so like you can't really kill him. Red Skull essentially is already dead, so you couldn't really have killed him.
Why? Well, who said he was dead?
Dude, he can't leave there. Just like when fucking, what's her name, got tossed over.
No, I didn't know he was dead. I just thought he was just stuck there.
He's like the epitome. He's supposed to, if I remember correctly, he's supposed to be like the epitome of death. He can't leave. Know what I mean? He's there forever. You can try to hurt him, but you're not gonna do anything.
It's like a cheap knockoff of Lady Death.
I won't call it Lady Death, more of the Grim Reaper, but yeah.
Well, no, I mean, in Marvel, it'd be Lady Death.
Yeah. And after this whole Thor Love and Thunder, supposed to be Captain Marvel 2. Now, I have still not seen the second one yet. I mean, the first one, excuse me. I own it too.
Captain Marvel, I did actually. It was pretty decent.
I'm refusing to watch it until I have the whole set of 21 movies.
Well, I don't blame you, but it was pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. The Skrulls are in it. Spoiler, but yeah, and that's not the
It's not a
whole
big
thing.
deal if it's a spoiler. I mean,
Yeah. Not really a big spoiler, like, you know what I mean? But yeah, Skrulls are in it and shit like that. But it was pretty decent.
so
Wasn't too bad. Wasn't that great, but it wasn't too bad. Yeah.
I see. I don't know if you heard this a few days ago that Tom McFarlane, you know who that is, right?
Todd McFarlane,
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay. So he said he would be open to like in the comics, obviously, like a Spawn, Spider-Man, Venom crossover.
He did draw from them, if I'm not mistaken, didn't
You know, I think you know more probably about more about Spawn than I do. I wasn't a
he?
fan of the
Yeah,
movie, so I don't really.
I wanted to think that he drew from him, I thought, and then he left. So it'd be kind of cool to see him do it. Because I heard what I was told, I don't know if it was true, I heard he made like Spider-Man like gruesome and shit, like badass. So it's like I wouldn't mind seeing that.
That'd be dope. Like a Spawn Spidey or Spawn Venom. Dude, that'd be fucking dope.
What if you did all three smashed into one?
Don't know. That look would.
This dude, it'd be like he was like Spider-Man, then goes to hell. And he gets like a symbiote spawn of it, I guess.
That'd be
And
kind of funny.
I don't know how he would
I don't know what to do, but I'd be intrigued to see how that all works and stuff.
don't know if he's gonna like mash them all together. They're gonna be separate things.
Oh,
Is it gonna be like Batman and Wolverine fucking merged into one guy, made like Nightclaw? Like,
maybe.
Sabretooth.
You wouldn't say what you do, really?
Look it up. It's weird.
I probably will.
Yeah. It actually looks kind of like the Creeper on a bad Tuesday. Like,
That's funny. So, have you seen the video of Ezra Miller? The guy that played the Flash in Justice League. Have you seen this video that's been up for the last like couple days?
Nah, dude, I've been on work. I haven't been able to really get to
So
anything.
basically, in the video, I saw the video 2 days ago. It appears he's choking a female in Iceland. Now, I guess from
She do?
what I read, it was like
Okay.
the female was acting like she wanted to fight him. And he's like, he said he can beat up anybody. And then basically, that's all you see in the video, though, really, is her like pretending she's fighting. And then he like
They were
grabs her
having
throat
sex.
and puts her on the
He
floor.
took my coat and he took it the wrong way.
Essentially, yeah. That's the way you look at the video, yeah. Because she's like play, it looks like she's play fighting.
Harder. Do it, pussy.
Stupid.
Looking back. Is anyone recording this? I'm getting some money tonight.
Then basically he grabs her throat and puts her on the ground, and that's when like people start coming in, like getting trying to get him off and stuff.
Know anything about this. Okay, it sucks for her. I'm sorry about that.
Was like what? I feel like either I'm hoping he was like, even if he was drunk, still like that's kind of she was.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little much. He was just playing with her. She was just playing with him, I mean. And then,
They're grabbing each other. Take me.
get over here! You know what I mean?
We had she didn't choke him first. That's what it was. You didn't choke me first. I asked to be. That's how I get off. Now I gotta choke you.
What?
I got this from Dave Chappelle's skit. Does Wayne Brady have the
Oh my God. Oh my God, you're an idiot. Oh, can't stop laughing now. What the fuck? Crossing over. Dana White was in an interview last week, and he was like, he's securing a private island for UFC fights because since he can't get his international fighters to the US, because the whole, you know what? He said he's gonna do like he's gonna get a private island, then that way they can all come over and he'll be holding fights every week. And then
Well, you know,
it's
he just
like,
blew the first rule. I'm just saying, he just blew the first rule. You don't talk about Fight Club, all right? First rule, he just blew it. Now I just blew it. Fuck.
I was like, wait, is he trying to create a real life Mortal Kombat?
Get your ninja suit, LMLO.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
What do
get my what?
you know, whip up the spandex, hop in a ninja suit. We'll send you right there to be in it. We're gonna have you up in Mortal Kombat. Don't worry, I'll sit on the sidelines cheering you on.
Listen, I'd be the old crappy noob cyborg back in the day when nobody wanted to use him. That'd be me.
You have to come in,
Shoot.
tag in.
Yo, I'd be Yamcha. All right.
Oh my God. Wow. Did you really just make fun of your like top DBZ character? Wow.
Yes, I did.
I'd be the Yamcha. I died first.
Yamcha all day, man. Yamcha all day.
I didn't even get into the ring. I died.
One
I stepped
toe
up. I
dead.
stepped up. I What? Hey, look at that. Oh, I died. Fuck. Damn. How quick can a Yamcha die? More than less than a second.
It'd be a record.
Let's just say this. Nerdy teens don't whack off as much as Yamcha dying. All right?
Oh shit. I don't even know how to segue off
Tough DBZ joke.
Yeah, I'm just gonna segue because I don't know how to segue off of it. So,
I just saw so many Yamcha fans. A bunch of nerds that fucking screamed out in a fucking agony. No, we whack off more than Yamcha die. No. Reality is Yamcha dies more. More than all your babies do. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to go that far.
what? On a side note, so did you see that thing I sent you the other day about the new PS5 controller?
Yeah,
What
it's
do
like
you think?
that. Someone played Let's Get It On for them and PS and Xbox said, "Let's fuck."
Mean, even
Xbox said, "Don't worry, Mama, it won't get weird."
Even on my Kelly, my wife, she was like, "Why did they put the Xbox controller together with the PlayStation controller?" I'm like, "What? They didn't." You know, I see where she gets it because it actually looks like they kind of look like they did that.
Don't worry, next year they'll have like a three-way and we will be in it. And it'll be a wee.
We has been out of anything for the last 5 to 6 years, though.
Whatever, Switch, P, whatever Nintendo's got. It's all the same shit.
But I guess they're adding a built-in microphone to the control.
Of shit now. We don't let that go out and buy headsets. That'd be
Well,
nice.
the way it says they do built-in microphones if you're doing like a group gaming with like random people. But if like you want to do like a private discussion chat, whatever, while you're gaming, they still say you can still use a headphone. Like, you know, if it was me, you, Carlos, Sean, and stuff. Because we talk about weird stuff all the time.
On the controller.
Say it again.
It'd be like speaker phone for the controller.
Almost, yeah, like that. And they even have like a mute button on the controller too.
Oh, that'd be pretty sick.
So it's like, I
You know
don't
what
want
I
to
mean?
hear you talk. Mute.
Because, you know what I mean? Who the hell has two headsets? You know what I mean? If you have two people playing with you on multiple things, it'd be a pain in the ass. I'm more intrigued if they actually follow through what they were going to say and make Xbox and PS5 actually compatible with some games. That is something I would
Dude, they're
rather.
already doing that now.
Huh?
Some games are already compatible right now.
Fuck. I wouldn't mind doing
Just
something.
depends what games you're playing, you know. Not all games, but some of them are.
Man. I just hope more.
Just
You
hope
know.
more.
I mean, this way people will have to keep running out and buy different. You just buy the system you prefer and you can play whatever. That's how they should be going. You
True, true, true.
know
Yeah.
what I mean? No, they just want money.
Essentially, yeah. But supposedly, the PS5, from what rumors are saying, is supposed to be like the same price as the PS4.
That wouldn't be bad.
So it's like, it wouldn't be a bad thing. And I don't know The Xbox Series X, I'm not so sure. I think it's supposed to be, obviously, it's always more, I feel like, no matter what.
know. Eventually, can't wait to get it.
Yeah, when it's on sale.
I'm not gonna buy the first one. I gotta wait a couple of years because the first models are the ones that burn out and fuck up. You know what I mean? Any good shop that you buy after a couple of years, after a couple of models have already come out.
I'm gonna need an extra TV. Shit. I got the Xbox One upstairs. I got the Switch and the PS4 in my living room.
All right,
Fuck.
man.
And I barely play. I only do the Xbox One when I'm like about to go to bed. I feel like just playing a quick game or something. I was like, all right, let me just do this real quick. Because there's still games on Xbox that PS4, PlayStation doesn't have. So it's like, all right, you know what?
Halo, I miss that. Those games I'll say for Xbox that
Supposedly, I'm not 100% sure, but I think Halo's supposed to come to PS5, like the new one.
know, Xbox got like, you know what I mean?
Oh, never mind. No. Nope, I was wrong.
That'd be like Tomb Raider hopping ship.
I hate Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider was fun back in the day. One, two, and three, I played them.
Could never get into it. Never get into it.
Now they're too loud for me.
So, I don't know if you ever heard of Google Stadia.
Google what?
Stadia.
No.
All right, so you ever heard of Google Chromecast?
Google Chromecast, yeah, that's that thing.
You plug into the back of your TV, almost like a Roku. Yeah, so basically Google Stadia is Google's gaming streaming platform. So basically, the only thing you need is like a Google Chromecast and you connect it through there. And right now, I guess they're doing like a free tier for people that don't want to pay the like the yearly to, or monthly subscription price and stuff like that. And they
That's
say,
with
say it.
you as a controller.
Say it again.
You use as a controller.
Either you can buy their controller or you can use the Xbox controller.
Oh, so it's all like Microsoft and shit.
I mean, essentially, in a way, yeah. I was like, oh,
Maybe
that's kind of cool. Because it's basically you don't have a
it's
console.
Xbox, and then I just gave up, but it was kind of cool. Yeah,
Yeah, you don't need a console. It's just like you stream. You just have to have good internet, essentially. There's no big box blocking your way or stuff like that.
it's like renting games, I guess.
Yeah, you can do that. It's kind of like that, yeah.
Or
Almost
buying
like
people.
Steam in a way,
Yeah,
except for your
if you
TV.
actually have the disc, it's kind of.
Yeah. So guess what I've been playing lately? Fortnite with your pal Deadpool. So basically they have added Deadpool to Fortnite and like you can unlock his skin. And if you unlock go further, the extra piece of the skin is you get to play with him without his mask on. So you get to play with him.
Does he turn that ugly face, or does he look like Tom Cruise?
No, it's a fugly face. It's a fugly face. It's funny because like there's a boat out in the water, and like you can like go to his. It becomes a Deadpool yacht, and you're like a, he has like a floaty floating and stuff. You can have like a rainbow unicorn to ride on in the air. It's hilarious. So you should have gone into Fortnite a long time ago, man.
I just want another Deadpool game. Shoot. The last one he had was pretty good. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, I didn't try it. I didn't even know about it until like after the movie came out. But I think the game was out way before then, though.
was out way before the movie came out. It was like probably right after the X-Men Wolverine thing. It's more so the actual comic, like the comic Deadpool than the Ryan Reynolds. That, yeah, Ryan
Okay.
Reynolds is a little mild compared to comic. Walking into a room and when he pops up with a blow-up doll, yeah, it becomes a little bit
So I suggest, dude. So I don't know if you ever heard there's a new animation movie coming out called Mortal Kombat Legends, Scorpion's Revenge. Bro.
Scorpion, but oh
Bro.
my
Go
God. Cecil Death.
after we're done here, or if you can look it up right now without messing up the whole podcast thing, go check it out.
I am going to watch. I am not going to check it out.
Well,
If it's,
it's only a trailer. It's not out yet.
my God, why?
I'm trying to tell you, it's only a trailer right now, but it is so dope. The trailer
Speaking of,
itself.
I'm going to go and sell something on Netflix too. What, a TV show or something.
What, Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
Oh, we. Dude, that actually be pretty awesome if they actually did that.
I still remember way back with their live action one on TV with what was it, Kung Lao? Like it was like all
Hold on,
pretty.
what? The only thing live action I know about Mortal Kombat is the first movie and the very, very, very bad second movie.
Oh, no, yeah, I know the when they recast everyone.
Yeah, exactly. That one.
But there was a TV show back in the day too, like I don't remember when, I think it was the 90s. Like it was about Kung Lao and yeah,
Oh shit, I didn't know that.
was pretty good. Well, all right. They had like pretty much everyone from Mortal Kombat in it. Liu Kang, well not Liu Kang, it was all prequel, so it would be like Quan Chi, Shang Tsung, Scorpion, Reptile, Kitana,
Huh. Okay.
and
Okay.
bad people like that.
Cool. So the movie comes out on digital on the 14th, which I believe is on Tuesday, but that becomes on like Blu-ray and all that stuff on April 28th. Say it again.
Less than 20.
I mean, nowadays movies are up there, which.
No, that's not, man. It's not like back when we were kids. 20 bucks. Yes! Take that. It's like 50 bucks.
I'll
Oh.
probably wait till the 28th to like actually buy it because I actually want to own it. So I just gotta hide it from the kids because I don't want them to touch it. Daddy, what is this? B blood guts.
They do this. They might do like a Sub-Zero Reptile. You know what I mean? Let's go down the line. Each of the badasses. We don't really care about like Liu Kang and all that. Just give us some
Whoa, whoa,
ninjas.
whoa. We don't care about Luke Kang, my brother. Yes, we do.
Hey, look, all right. Don't be mad. Scorpion, Sub-Zero. That's it.
Mean, I don't hate on either one, but you can't just say, oh, not Luke Kang. Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage, no. Missed and ball puncher. Come on now. They're fucking
Sonya.
dick punching people. Come on now. Really? Like, it's the only character that gotta punch you with a dick constantly every 2 seconds. Man, my balls hurt just by watching that poor dude. He's like, enough's enough, man. It's not cool. Stop punching people in the dick. You gotta be that guy. You don't gotta be that guy, Johnny Cage. Stop punching people in the dick.
Yeah, I don't care. You can't hate on any of those people. I'm saying, what about Jax? You can't hate on Jax.
Nah, Jax is pretty sick. I'll give Jax that. All right.
I mean, I hate
That's only
using him.
good. Yeah. Jackson is
movie.
pretty nasty.
Again, Scorpion's still a bitch. Anyways, everybody and their mama uses Scorpion when they play the game, man. Kind of annoying. And yes, and I want to say Max, I usually can't ever be Scorpion. So you got to get the Mortal Kombat, the most recent one. It's pretty dope.
I got to check that out. I just want to play it just because they're like freaking sick little mini movies.
Thing like your boy Spawn is there, your boy Joker's there, and I suppose they're supposed to be coming out with new DLC, which one's supposed to happen?
Yeah, no, I have to get the game. I just want to play it because it's like I said, they're like mini movies, dude. Like. You can legit sit like the first one that came out, what was it, Mortal Kombat 9? That's how you should do Mortal Kombat. Like, the people who got like did the story for that should have got like nominated or some kind of award.
Like, I started on Mortal Kombat and sold that.
I don't know. I never owned any real Mortal Kombat games. Like, obviously, I played 1 and 2. 3 I kind of played. But then after that, I never played any of them.
Yeah.
Until probably 10, when I whipped your ass.
Oh, fuck you. You mean you cheat? Yeah.
No, it's part of the game, man. Don't get mad. And then I bought 11, which is the most recent one. But the story for that is actually really good, too.
You got to play 9. 9's the best. Like, if I wanted to make, like, Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Like, as a, like, movie, that is, like, it's cool because it's, like, they did the whole, you remember, like, X-Men Days of Future Past, like, how they went back in time and shit? It's, like, that pretty much for a reboot, and it's just like amazing the way they rebooted it.
I would almost say 11's kind of like that in a way because they go back to the past, they find their old selves, like their younger selves, and stuff like that.
I don't know, I haven't played the third one, I haven't even looked at the story mode because I didn't want to like ruin it. They're usually really, really good.
But this one's actually, I think, for a person who doesn't really play Mortal Kombat stuff, story wise, I think it was a very good story.
Yeah, I advise you to play 9. I'm telling you, 9 was awesome. And if you got PlayStation, you get Kratos.
Yeah, I don't like that game, dude. What's called on? I hate that game.
No, it's pretty nasty in Mortal Kombat, though.
Maybe.
You know how, like, Soul Calibur, they turn, like, their special person? It was the same thing with Mortal Kombat. Like, if
same,
you got it for PlayStation, you got Kratos with it. If you got Xbox, you got shit. So. Sorry, Xbox.
I'm always saying sorry, Xbox.
Well,
you're just mad you don't have one.
They missed out on God of War.
Yeah, and PlayStation missed out on Halo. So,
no, that'd be funny to put Master Chief in fucking Mortal Kombat.
Dude, but if they ever did that, they're basically saying you're teasing Halo coming to PlayStation. You know what I mean? They wouldn't do that.
No, I meant to like Xbox. Like, you got Master Chief on the Xbox.
Oh, like they do, like they used to do back in the day. Yeah. Each system got their own.
Yeah, like that's why freaking Kratos was only in the Mortal Kombat PlayStation 1. Because PlayStation.
GameCube got Zelda.
Oh, for Soul Calibur. GameCube
got Zelda. And then Xbox got Spawn.
PlayStation got Heihachi from Tekken.
Who?
Yachi.
I'm not a big Tekken guy, man. You should know this by now.
Kazuya's father.
Don't know what the hell that is.
Jin's grandpa.
Bro, nope.
He's the one with the bald head and the hair coming off.
Listen, the only person I know from Tekken is Tiger King. And no, not from Netflix.
Oh, you mean King?
I believe it's called Tiger King.
No, that's King and I'm a King.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that guy. King.
There's two. Was he blue? Stupid. Or was he orange and regular cheetah looking?
Yeah, he was like a cheetah look. He was like a cheetah slash tiger? No?
Yeah, regular color block.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he was black and like gray, he was Alma King.
Oh, okay. That's all the news I have for this week. Is that anything you want to talk about?
Man.
Yeah.
Not really, I guess. I don't know. We can shoot the shit. Random questions, I guess. I don't know.
Just do random questions, man. Fine. What's your random question?
All right. Would you rather?
Oh, my God. Yeah, remember, people are going to be listening to this. Let's remember this.
All right, yeah, yeah. Okay, let me clean it up a minute.
Yeah, okay.
Would you rather hang out with Batman all day, run around in the Robin outfit from the first Robin, or would you rather run around as Superboy in a onesie?
I'll be Robin.
Yeah, I knew you would fucking wear the little fucking spandex.
Sorry, man. I'm good. I'm good. You know, because Robin, you know, I gotta show my legs. You know what I'm saying? I gotta show the legs.
Little booties. You in the green?
You know what I'm saying? I gotta show my legs.
I feel like Batman somewhere just shaking his head right now. Imagining us.
All right. So, would you rather hang out with Yamcha all day, knowing he's gonna die at some point?
Oh wait, that could be interesting. That.
Or shoot, I actually got shit. Or now I gotta think about this. I didn't even think about it.
I get to hang
or
Yamcha, right?
Be Chi-Chi.
Wait, what?
Be Chi-Chi for 24 hours.
Be Chi-Chi for 24 hours.
You get to hang out with Yamcha all day. You know he's going to die at some point in the next 24 hours.
Damn, that's a tough one, right? That is a tough one. I get to examine Chi-Chi's body to the max. Or I get to see Yamcha die, which is like, you know what I mean? Like, of course it's going to happen again. You know it is, but.
But you wonder how it happened.
It's like seeing Kenny die in Soul Park. You're like, yeah, I know he's going to die. That sucker's going to die. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm going to go with the Yamcha. I'm totally safe, though. I get just to get to see Yamcha die, right?
Yeah, that's it.
He's gonna die that day, and he does die that day, right?
Yes, at some point. It could be the first 30 seconds you start talking to him. It could be the last hour of the day. Doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck. I'll pal around with him the whole day as long as he dies that day, like in front of me, and I get to watch it, and I'm safe from it. Like I don't die in the process. It's all on him.
But then you become Yamcha.
Then I become Yamcha? No, then No, I'd rather be.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking because I added that at the end. If I did say that first, then it would count.
I'd rather her as she do that. I'm going to be a light.
All right. I think that is it for episode 2 of the Mellow Wolf podcast. Woo! You finally got on this, man. Jesus, took you long
enough. I know. I'm here. I'm going to say.
Hopefully, episode 3 will be on, I'm hoping, Monday or Tuesday. I got to see what's out there.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday.
We will be back. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll be back. Yeah, all day, every day. Just let it rain, you know, just let it rain all over.
I don't know what shit I'll say, but I will say things. Things. Fucked up things.
Actually, I got a challenge for you. So for next week's episode, I was actually thinking that we read. What comics do you have in your possession at this moment that you haven't read?
Dude, I have to go in my comics. I don't even know right now.
You can just go online. You know that, right? Just find comics.
Yeah. I don't know what guy you want to look up. You could always look up my theory. The Batman Who Laughs.
So you know what? I've actually never read that.
Well, you would have to start at the beginning. You gotta go all the way back to when it started. The Metal series. Yay. I get to see Red Death again. I love Red Death.
I was thinking about the death in the family.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Ooh, I know a good one. Batman Endgame. Favorite one.
Batman Endgame.
Yep.
I can probably find it. If you can find it, we'll try to read that.
Oh, I don't have it, but I know where I can watch it.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll send
it. When you can. Okay. But then we'll discuss it next episode, what we thought about it and stuff like that. And do you have Endgame? Huh? Do you have Endgame?
Yes, I do. I have the first and second.
Avengers Endgame.
Yes. Do you want to watch the first one or the second one?
No, we're going to watch Tony die again.
Can we watch the other one where Peter Parker dies? I don't mind that.
No, we're going backwards. Like, no, actually, no. No,
you have to be fucking Tony.
Actually, no. I actually have
that fucking bastard. They planned on decapitating him in the fucking movie. They shut up.
Listen. I was okay instead, actually, I was
killing them.
Because I know you use those off-brand sites to watch movies. Watch the first Iron Man.
I can watch the first Iron Man now.
Watch the first one. I own the first one. Watch the first
shouldn't we start at fucking what's it? Captain America.
What? No, I wasn't doing that. No, because technically that wasn't the first movie.
Technically, it would.
No, technically, no. I'm not doing it like that. No, I'm not doing it that way. No, we're not doing it the whole chronological order. We're doing it by release date.
Listen to them bicker like old bitches, like.
No, we're gonna watch it from like the way it got released in theaters. Iron Man was first.
Okay, so we're watching Iron Man 1.
That way, by the time you get to the end of Endgame, you see Tony die, you see where he came from again. You try to remember everything.
Oh, I remember.
Snap.
I am. Tony.
So by Monday or Tuesday, we'll try to get Batman Endgame read and then watch the first Iron Man. And then we'll discuss it on here. You can get all your tears out if you need to.
Reliving it.
Seeing a young,
watching.
Seeing a young Tony.
Making my dreams, well, shown before my eyes. Like, fuck, I wish I could live your life. You're the man. fucking man. Like, don't get me wrong, he's not my favorite superhero, but out of all the cinematic ones, fuck, you gotta envy this motherfucker the most. Doesn't give a shit, tells everyone who the fuck he is, and still fucking does whatever.
Okay, that's Tony for you. Alright. Until next time, I'm Mello.
I'm the Wolf.
One last thing. I want to give a shout out to Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, and Kerry Garnett for the Hall of Fame class of 2020 in the NBA. All three deserve it. I've been a fan of all three, especially Tim Duncan. So, good one, guys. See you guys next week.